Picture the moment when music became virtually free, not through piracy alone, but through a fundamental shift in how we create, share, and consume. One day you're buying CDs for $15 each, the next, Spotify offers 70 million songs for the cost of a single album per month, or nothing at all. This wasn't just disruption, it was a preview of something far more profound, an economic transformation that's now spreading from pixels to power plants, from software to solar panels, from digital files to physical manufacturing. We're witnessing the early tremors of capitalism's most fundamental contradiction, the relentless drive for efficiency that's pushing the cost of production towards zero, threatening the very profit mechanism that sustains the system. When it costs nearly nothing to produce one more unit of almost anything, what happens to an economy built on scarcity and exchange? Here's the uncomfortable truth. Capitalism is extraordinarily good at making itself obsolete. Every business seeks competitive advantage through efficiency and productivity gains, driving down the marginal cost, what it costs to produce one additional unit after covering fixed expenses. This race to the bottom has always existed, but something unprecedented is happening. Technology is pushing marginal costs so close to zero that entire industries can no longer sustain traditional profit models. The pattern emerged clearly in information goods. Once you've written software, recorded music, or created a digital course, reproducing it costs virtually nothing. A simple server can deliver the same content to one person or 1 million with negligible difference in cost. This zero marginal cost revolution now extends beyond digital into the physical world. Solar panels generate electricity for decades with no fuel costs. Wind turbines convert freely available energy with minimal expense. 3D printers manufacture custom products using only raw materials and electricity, eliminating factories and shipping. Online education platforms deliver world-class instruction to millions simultaneously at near zero cost per student. In Germany, solar and wind frequently produce more electricity than the grid can handle, driving wholesale prices to zero or even negative. Utilities pay customers to consume excess power. Platforms like Coursera and Khan Academy deliver billions of instruction hours annually at previously impossible costs. When goods and services reach near zero marginal cost, market economics foundation, exchanging scarce resources through prices, begins crumbling. Scarcity transforms into abundance, capitalism's kryptonite. Yet this isn't collapse, it's metamorphosis. Alongside the diminishing capitalist market, a collaborative commons emerges, where people produce and share through cooperative networks rather than market exchanges. Millions already participate in sharing platforms for transportation and accommodation, prioritizing access over ownership. The Internet of Things is the operating system for a new economic paradigm. Billions of sensors embedded in everything from refrigerators to city infrastructure communicate continuously, optimizing resource use in real time. This network integrates three critical systems: communications, energy, and logistics, creating smart infrastructure that monitors and coordinates economic activity with minimal human intervention. Unlike previous industrial revolutions built on centralized control, the IoT is inherently distributed and collaborative, connecting producers and consumers directly in lateral networks that bypass traditional middlemen. The scale is staggering. Cisco projects the IoT will generate $14.4 trillion in value by 2022. General Electric estimates it could impact half the global economy by 2025. Even a 1% efficiency increase in aviation would save $30 billion over 15 years. What makes this revolutionary isn't just scale, but structure. The IoT enables entirely new forms of economic organization. Renewable energy illustrates this perfectly. Unlike fossil fuels requiring massive centralized infrastructure, solar and wind can be generated locally and shared peer-to-peer through smart grids. Your rooftop panels produce excess electricity during the day, which you share with neighbors, receiving credit when you need power at night, no utility company necessary. This distributed architecture aligns with collaborative management, reintegrating humanity into the biosphere's natural feedback loops while dramatically increasing productivity. The American dream is being rewritten. For generations, freedom meant ownership, your home, your car, your possessions. But millennials are rejecting accumulation in favor of access, reshaping entire industries in the process. Car ownership among young people has plummeted, with 46% of drivers aged 18 to 24 preferring reliable internet access over owning a vehicle. They're embracing platforms like Zipcar that provide mobility without the burdens of insurance, maintenance, or loan payments. Each shared car eliminates approximately 15 privately owned vehicles and reduces driving by 31%. This shift extends across consumption. Airbnb now offers more rooms than the world's largest hotel chains, with over 600,000 listings across 192 countries. The logic is compelling. The average power drill is used for just 48 minutes over its entire lifetime. When 62% of Gen Xers and millennials embrace collaborative consumption, they cite saving money first, but follow immediately with environmental impact, lifestyle flexibility, and practicality. This represents a fundamental reconception of what freedom means. The factory is coming to your neighborhood, or becoming unnecessary. 3D printing transforms manufacturing from centralized mass production into distributed creation. By adding material layer by layer, it reduces material requirements by up to 90%, while eliminating assembly lines and supply chains. The technology is rapidly democratizing. MakerBot's Replicator, priced under $2,000, allows anyone to become a manufacturer. Community fabrication spaces like MIT's Fab Labs provide sophisticated equipment access, with over 1,000 labs operating worldwide, from inner-city Boston to rural Norway to developing regions in Africa and Asia. Open-source design repositories like Thingiverse host millions of freely available designs. Meanwhile, algorithms and robotics are replacing workers across factories, offices, hospitals, and law firms. Between 1997 and 2005, U.S. manufacturing output increased 60%, while 3.9 million jobs vanished. Software like eDiscovery analyzes millions of legal documents faster and more accurately than human lawyers, at a fraction of the cost. As machines replace human labor in the market economy, new opportunities emerge in the social commons: education, healthcare, arts, environmental restoration, community building. In the collaborative commons, reputation replaces traditional guarantees. Community verification systems like ThreadUp and TrustCloud assess members on quality, punctuality, consistency, and generosity, functioning like credit ratings for trustworthiness. Strong reputation opens resource access, poor reputation closes doors. Unlike money, reputation cannot be bought or inherited. You earn it through consistent positive interactions. The social economy extends beyond transactions. Patients Like Me connects 220,000 patients sharing health data, complementing clinical trials. Over 4,000 alternative currencies exist worldwide, including time banks based on labor hours and Bitcoin for peer-to-peer payments. Social entrepreneurship blends market and commons approaches. B Corporations and L3Cs formalize missions, prioritizing social impact alongside profits. Several hundred thousand U.S. social enterprises employ over 10 million people, generating $500 billion annually. This rise of social capital challenges assumptions about pure self-interest, revealing humans as inherently social beings wired for empathy and cooperation. Two existential threats endanger the collaborative commons: climate change and cyberterrorism. Atmospheric carbon has surged from 280 to over 400 ppm, triggering extreme weather and agricultural collapse. South Asia faces 50% wheat yield declines and 17% rice production drops by 2050. Power grids and nuclear facilities face compounding vulnerabilities from both climate impacts and deliberate attacks. Cyber terrorism exploits our interconnected networks through attacks on pipelines, healthcare systems, and water facilities. Meanwhile, powerful interests fight to enclose Internet of Things infrastructure. Google controls 90% of European search. Facebook dominates with 1.1 billion users. Amazon monopolizes online retail. Yet we stand at a threshold. Over 1 billion people belong to cooperatives, employing 100 million and generating $3 trillion in assets. This echoes Gandhi's vision of production by the masses, now technologically feasible as capitalism drives marginal costs toward zero. Facing climate catastrophe and technological unemployment, the collaborative commons offers reconnection with each other and the biosphere. When abundance replaces scarcity, cooperation becomes more rational than competition. The future isn't something that happens to us, it's something we build together.